What was the first song by an artist, commercial artist, released to make money, not a song in a commercial, that you remember loving? Like, you're like, oh, that's my favorite song, the very first one. Steve has put a montage together of the five of them, and then your job is to figure out which song is from which person. Which one was Maitland's, Hot Wings, Kelly, Steve, me. Here they are.
You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free.
Is that?
Because I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun.
There's your montage. Paul Simon, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. Green Day, Longview. Steve Miller, The Joker. Dina Carter, Strawberry Wine. And Billy Joel, Still Rock and Roll to Me. By the way, listeners sending in their first song. I got a text from my pal Chris, who said, all of these are fine, but at least your first song wasn't Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba.
Oh.
I will never get my first back.
Oh, yuck.
That's really true.
You didn't tub have to say that thumping. Out loud.
Mm-mm.
You could have lied. You could have lied to everybody.
I just can't get enough of Tub Thumping.
It's a bad song, and it's also all about alcohol.
But when you were a kid, that would have been, I mean, if you were the right age when that came out,
of course.
I mean, hell, my kids might all say the first song they loved was Who Let the Dogs Out because they found it on YouTube or on Amazon or whatever. Or, a couple other ones that might be a factor there. All right. Who wants to go first and reveal the order? Maitland, you do? Great. Who do you have for each song?
Who do I have?
Yes.
So for Paul Simon, I thought that was yours, Free Beer.
Okay.
Green Day, I thought was Steve's. Dina Carter, Kelly, and then Billy Joel, Hot Wings.
And so yours is?
Oh, yeah. And then.
Guess you gave that one away.
How are you supposed to not to?
How are you supposed to not to? How are you supposed to not to?
I guess you should have just gone by one and then maybe revealed. No, that doesn't work either. How do we do that?
No.
One by, never mind.
You're right. Everything you're saying is right, Maitland. As far as like, how do you not we?
How do you not to know to tell?
Well, you just have to be honest and read what you actually wrote on your paper.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even if you find out,
right,
you can't switch it up.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I got Maitland's right. Number three.
I did, and then I scratched it out and wrote somebody else's name and scratched that out and wrote somebody else's, which means I've got a couple wrong. Hot Wings, what did you have?
Mine is concurrent with Maitland's. Free Beers is 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. Steve is Green Day. Maitland is Steve Miller Band. Kelly is Strawberry Wine. And thusly, mine is Billy Joel.
Dang it. I had you down for Billy Joel, Hot Wings.
That's what he
that
just said.
That is exactly what I just
said. I
mean,
I had Free Beer down for Billy Joel.
How are you supposed to not to?
Man.
Like that.
There's something in the air today.
It do. I have.
Yes, I have. Nible.
Kelly.
Yes.
Let's hear your five. I know you had Hot Wings down for Circus or whatever you said.
I had Hot Wings down for number one.
Okay.
Steve down for song number two, which was Green Day. Number three was Maitland with The Joker. Four was me, Strawberry Wine. And five, I had you, Free Beer, for Billy Joel.
And Steve?
Well, I know all of them because
you
guys all sent them to me. I mean, I can act like,
Good point.
I got them all wrong.
How do we? 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. Who said me?
I did.
Hot Wings and Maitland and Steve.
Yeah.
You are all correct. That was me. Green Day, Longview. I had Maitland. which I now know is wrong. That was Steve?
That was me.
That
yeah.
was Steve. Yep.
Totally makes sense because you were born in
81.
Okay.
So that came out
a little later, like 93.
Yeah, I was not a music kid at all.
Yeah.
I wasn't into it until I was in middle school and I realized that you had to be into music in order to be cool.
So I had Green Day as Maitland, then Kelly. Now I'll cross that out and write in Steve. Steve Miller, the Joker, we know is Maitland.
Yes.
Who I started with. And then I said, nah, that's Hot Wings. Hot Wings likes them.
I do. That's a fact.
I like them too.
I do too.
Yeah, I like all of these. But
I know Maitland's,
Maitland is a big classic rock fan. Her dad is my age, and her dad is into the same music I am. So yeah. I knew that's what she was exposed
the
to first.
Greatest
You're
hits,
a little older than her dad.
The greatest hits, 74, 78, was the one that like played all the time, just around the house, in the car.
That's a good choice.
It's a great album. It's a great greatest hits album.
Dina Carter, Strawberry Wine, is Kelly. Mm-hmm. That's so far, besides mine, the only one I got right.
Yeah. That one was easy because when you go, Deanna, is it Deanna? Kelly goes, it's Dina Carter.
Yeah.
Oh, la, la, la. Whose is this?
I can't not love that song and sing it the moment it comes on.
Billy Joel, still rock and roll to me, was Hot Wings.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I got three of
which
five
I started
like
with
that.
Steve. Who got them all right? Hot Wings and Maitland?
Did, yeah.
Hot Wings and Maitland got
nice
them all right.
Nice job.
Wow.
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 Wow. Cam in Nashville. Nashville Cam. How are you supposed to not to needs to be a t-shirt.
How are you supposed to not to? I agree. It's a great question.
Yeah, and then underneath it, because it has to be in quotes, and underneath it just has to say Maitland 2023.
How are you supposed to not to?
A couple people have asked for that shirt. Let's see. More songs. Oh, this person just said Maitland in the terrarium with a lead pipe. Yes, it's very much like Clue.
What was that?
They were guessing. Right Here, Right Now by Jesus Jones, Grant and all, but you might be the first person. That was the
That's
the
a
one.
Great song. I loved that song. I was much older when I heard that song. I was headed off to college when that song was out, but...
This text.
Loved that song.
My son's first song was Shout at the Devil. Now he's gone country and it sucks. This text. Tub Thumping is still my jam.
Oh, it is. Oh, don't tell anyone that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys don't have to say that out loud.
No, that is a bad song.
I remember being pretty obsessed with this song here that I'm about to play. And we just talked about this maybe a week or two ago. I don't remember why it came up, but... Do you remember this song, Enigma?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember being at my friend's house and being like, oh, we got to call the radio station. Just keep calling until they play it again. Like, yeah, we play like 11 songs. If you wait roughly an hour, you'll hear it again. Yeah, you got to play it right now, though.
Yeah, they had like two or three songs that became like radio hits. Same era of Enya. I don't know why that became popular then. That was a weird assortment time of music between like late regular hip hop and early gangster rap, this stuff, then grunge, and they were all like in the top 10 at the same time. I think that was the last time that it was a really weird assortment of like top 10 like pop music songs.
And genres that felt fairly new to people.
Yeah.
Very new to some people.
Yeah.
This one seems like a perfect first song if you're a younger person, like a kid or an early teen. Humpty Dance by Digital Underground from the 516. I'll bet there's lots of I Like Big Butts were the first song.
Oh, yeah.
Hey Y'all by Outkast, too. I would lose my entire mind, too.
Yeah.
A lot of Gnarls Barkley Crazy coming in.
Mm.